as edible. Did you know that? It's definitely.
The kids. I used to eat it.
I've definitely eaten it before. I didn't know it was edible.
But it's
It's chew proof.
yeah. It's not edible because kids eat it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't edible, then well, normal
Actually, that
babies.
makes sense because I remember like. I don't know if my mom ever did it, but I remember other people's moms making like homemade Play-Doh where you just like make the, you know, use coloring and mix and stuff. Sort of dough.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh yeah. Just thinking about the films. Okay. Go ahead.
Right, everybody, ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, let's have your
We've got some.
Let's get let's have the presentation.
We've got a cool prototype.
It's pretty exciting. So everything that we wanted it to be ergonomic and to be made out of rubber, very simple and easy to use.
Double curved.
Yeah, double curved. But also something that was going to jump out at people, something that would be different, separate it from the other remotes out on the market. So I think if you put this in the palm of your hand, you'll see what a nice thing we have coming in.
That is cool.
So basically, if you hold it like that, the one on your thumb, the thumb button is the power button. Your index finger is channel up. Middle finger is channel down. Ring finger is volume up. Your pinky is volume down.
What's the big blue thing?
That's the lock button. There's a lock pedal on it. And then the M is a mute button. And then it also has.
What, I said what button?
M.
For
muting.
Oh, mute.
And and also, there's a numeric keypad on the top so you can key directly to the, to the channel if you want. So it's really basic functionalities as far as what keys are available, but we think it's very comfortable and very innovative. And it looks different.
That certainly does.
So all the, I mean, the important keys are right at your, you know, right at a convenient place for you to access them. So
which
you
is
don't
anti-RSI.
Yeah, it should be. And it's also conformable to the size of your hand. I mean, if that's too big, it's a rubber remote,
yeah.
So you can, you know,
great.
Oh, it's so cute.
Is that what mesh with what you guys are hoping and for and expecting? Or?
I have one thing about it. But it's a small thing, but it means we'd have to make a right handed one and a left handed one.
That's good thinking.
But that's, I don't see why that's not possible.
If we build rocket ships, why can't we build left handed and right handed?
Yeah. They make left-handed scissors, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, I didn't think about that, but
But then you can learn to use the right. Like I was just thinking, there's left-handers and right-handers in the family. They have two remotes.
Yeah, no, I know people who have left-handed and right-handed people in the family, and they all use the computer for the whole, the same computer for the first family, and they have a mouse, and everybody's using right-handed mouse.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll be able to. I mean, it's only pressing buttons. You don't have to do anything, extraordinary. I think everybody can press it with the left and the right hand. So.
Imagine, are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Imagine doing it with your left hand. I don't think it's too.
Yeah, it's not.
But we can have both.
Yeah. Having a stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them more appealing.
But other than that, I mean, and that's you know, that's just something I think it's great. Yeah, great idea.
Do you think it says RR?
I think it does.
I think it's, well, if the RR motto is we bring
fashion
to electronics, I'd say that could be quite fashionable.
Yeah. And it's got the black and yellow and blue plus red, which is sort of a fruit and vegetable.
Yeah.
So that's our end of things.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's come up with what, you know, the thing that's what we were looking at doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It all seems to be there. Well done.
We're all playing around this.
Before we move on.
Yeah, I'm just doing
that. I need that cable. Yeah. One thing I do need to do, we need to look at is costs.
The cost, does that make sense?
Paddle is very cheap.
Well, yeah.
I know on the bus very long, everybody will go like, "Where's this gone?"
Pretty good, but it's edible.
Cheap food. Cheap food, buy more of them cheap.
That was the main criteria from the last meeting, it had to be chew proof.
Yeah. Right. Okay, now I think we'll do this.
Yeah.
I could do, you know, I can do this
Oh.
on my own, I could do it with you, but it's just easy enough to go through it with you. So, we're going for the kinetic power.
Yep.
And the electronics, we decided on it being just a simple, the easiest thing that's inside it. Case we've gone for the double curved, and it's made out of rubber. The interface is push buttons, and button supplements. Well, they're diff special colours, aren't
Yeah.
So, very special colours.
Special form.
Special form, yeah, they're special form, they're in shapes and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
special
these
material.
ones on the side are curved, kind of,
Yeah.
so.
They're made out of
Rubber.
any special material, no, they're not made out of wood or titanium or rubber or anything, they're just simple.
Well, they're
The
rubber,
buttons
aren't
are
they?
rubber.
Okay. So, let's see if that comes within budget. And it does. That's
Ooh, they're
gonna
under
cost,
budget.
yeah, that's gonna cost €10.70 a unit to make. And our
That's good.
target was it had to come in at under
Yeah.
12.50. So,
We're actually making a better profit than we expected.
this is all very, very good. The bosses will be very pleased. Okay, let's just save this so I can email it to them. Splendid. Okay. So that's me done with this doodad. So you can go and do what you're
Cool.
gonna do. Your evaluation.
Oh yeah. This is when we all get to touch a button. Oops, wrong door. Right. Okay.
Oh, I love the smell of that Play-Doh. I can smell it.
Okay, so evaluation. We're going to do it all together. So we evaluated each criteria, what the criteria is, and we have to do it on a scale of 1 to 7. 1 being true, so it's more like it fits the criteria, and 7 being as in it doesn't fit the criteria. And the criteria are, and I'll draw this up on the board. So we have a box. Just so we know it's true. And because it's false, this is just like keep you informed. So 7's here, and 1's here, and then you've got a little. So the first criteria, do you all get what we're doing? Okay, cool. Okay, first criteria, look and feel. So does the remote look and feel fashionable to what we talked about? As it, is it colour-wise and is it spongy? So what mark should we
I
give
would give it
for
a
that?
7.
Yeah.
As in it's not.
Oh, sorry,
oh,
one.
sorry,
Or a
one.
one. A one.
Yeah.
So I'll just write criteria. Second criteria. New technology. Have we implemented new technology? Is it the new
Kinetic thing,
yeah.
That was our main technological innovation. Everything else is fairly simple, but the fact that we use the kinetic energy.
Well, also the
it's ergonomic.
Yeah, but that's not a technological thing, that's another thing. That's another marketing thing.
Yeah.
So on the technical side of it,
I'd say it's about a two-ish.
In the middle somewhere, maybe.
Criteria three is easy to use. I think it's one.
I'd say it's not if you're left-handed. It's not. I would give it a two.
Two. So.
Because it is more geared for right-handed people than left-handed people. But
if we make a right-handed and a left-handed, then.
If we're gonna have one a left-handed and one right-handed, then I would give it a one. But
yeah.
Otherwise a two.
Yeah.
Give it a two.
Okay, criteria four is costs.
I mean, I'm the budget, so
yeah.
That's a definite one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Amount of buttons.
Like the amount of buttons, because people like to
have only
the
necessary
like
buttons.
So it's a one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Criteria six, RSI is a good against, yes.
So it's anti-RSI.
And criteria seven, which is the last one, does it get lost? Is it easy
it's
to get lost?
I don't think it's going to get lost.
Very
easily.
No, but it is smallish.
It's not the kind of thing that's going to slip like between a couch cushion or something. Maybe.
I think it would get
maybe.
Lost.
We're in two.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fully like,
no,
you can't say, I mean, it's not a one.
I mean, you can still flush it down the toilet, theoretically.
Yeah, anything. I mean, okay. It's bigger than the average mobile, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can get lost.
The mobiles get lost all the time.
But, yeah,
but then you ring them and find them. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. That's the evaluation. So I'd say, yay.
Oh, it's
like
all systems go.
Like a number one. Number one
player. We can't play.
You fitted all the criteria.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well done, Lisa.
So that's that one.
Okay. I think I just want to put in, as project manager, a little bit of praise for everybody here, for how they've worked on it. You know, both individually and as a team. Everyone's come up with their own individual ideas in their own different departments, and then come together and worked in, you know, integrally, you know, at the right times. Just, you know, especially you two. That's all, you know, gone very, very well, and Pete, you know, there's been good communication going on.
Yeah, during our design, you know, there was some heated discussion, but we tried to keep it cool and
did you have to go down to the corporate squash court and bash a few balls about?
we just had to squeeze our product a little bit.
Fantastic.
No, you guys have been a great team. I think we're the envy of all the other our teams.
I think so. I think we've come up with something new, something that hasn't been done before. We're not just rehashing an old design.
In four meetings.
Yeah.
For your design meetings, could be this quick.
You know, maybe this isn't a simulation. Maybe this is actually, it's like Sony or someone like that. They're just, yeah. Yeah. Well, 2 years time, this will be on the market. Exactly that product, and we'll go, yeah, we designed that, and no one will believe us.
So at this stage, I mean, is this the last meeting of the project? We don't have another one after it's gone?
No, I think when this meeting's finished,
like officially they'll we'll get a questionnaire
Oh, really?
from him. All six.
Just start summarizing now. Couldn't reply to the same message.
I haven't got a message.
Say summary. You just reply to that one.
So there's no way to predict where, because we had a we originally had a as far as our financial goals, we had a specific number for profits that we wanted. It was 15 million.
Was it 50 or 5?
I don't remember. But there's no way to compute that. I mean, since we saved on that production cost, do we know how much we're making on profit?
It gets handed over to another department.
Yeah.
What our project was to come up with the product, basically. Like the and just basically is it it can is it within budget? When it comes to all the other things of how to sell it and you know, the profits and all that, that's other departments. It's another team that actually work out the make the
But we have a vested interest there.
Oh yeah, it
Profit
all
sharing.
goes in the profit sharing, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You know,
We finished my
we've
work.
made we've made we've designed the product, we've made we've got the prototype, it's within budget, it does everything that we wanted it to do. It's new, it's something that isn't out there already.
I think actually one advantage of this is that after the you know, after this fad of fruit and vegetables passes, this will still be a cool demo, you know. We're not, you know, tying our cart to the horse, you know.
Yeah. But this is quite marketable in that it's something that's kind of new and looks a bit quirky for people who want that. It's hang on, I wrote it down here somewhere. Oh no, I did it in one of my emails that I sent off. That, you know, it's marketable in the sense that it's whilst all these other remotes are actually do give you repetitive strain injury, our one does the complete opposite. You know, so that's something that's new, which is one of the criteria they asked us to come up with something new.
It makes watching TV healthy.
Yeah, and if you're not having a good time with the TV, you can throw it about, you know. It's fine. It's kid-proof.
Don't throw it at any of the ornaments and break them.
Well, you can break the ornaments, but you won't break that.
No.
Yeah. So all in all, I think it's done very well. Well done, everybody.
Yeah.
You too.
Drinks are on the company.
Cool.
In the corporate bar that's next to the corporate swimming pool on the top floor that we've all just gained access
Glad
to.
to hear that.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Well, as far as I know.
We haven't got the 5 minutes left in you.
No. Anyone want to play our spy?
I guess it's probably better that we wrap it up than have 5 minutes of sounds. Should we call it a day then?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're going to get asked to fill out another questionnaire. It's probably going to be the same as one we've done before. But I'm not the authority to say that it is. How does everyone feel about the technology that's being used in this? The sort of using the pens and writing on these special pads and all that.
I love it. I think it's cool. It all wired up and the vibrating pen and it's cool. Being watched.
Your moment to shine.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, as we said earlier, I've not never seen that before. Yeah, something that the whiteboard
Yeah.
thingy. I think that's great. But a pen with a camera on it, I don't think it's such a new thing. I mean, it's a, or such a new idea. It would be different if it was sort of handwriting recognition
Yeah.
stuff, but as it's not, it's literally that will come up on a computer screen as a picture file rather than actual text.
Right, I think they do want to do handwriting recognition.
Yeah,
It's just the
yeah.
first step.
Mm.
Mm.
I guess we should end this since we're off topic.
Yeah.
So, should we?
Meeting adjourned.
All right.
Okay.